kids, it's time for you guys. You can go ahead and be dismissed to your class. And we are going to have a special word from Pastor Ling and Angela in just a minute. So kids, you have a good time, and we'll have a good time in here. So here's what I want to do. I want to give just a brief intro about Pastor Ling and Angela and their ministry in Myanmar, Burma. While I do that, there's going to be a video behind me that's going to just give a snapshot of some things that they do there. So you'll see a few videos, and you'll see some pictures of what their basically Myanmar outreach that they have there to the Buddhists in Burma. But while you're watching that, while you see that, I want to introduce you to them. So this is Ling, and he is the pastor and leader of the ministry there that we've been working with, Life Christian Church in Yangon, Burma. This is his wife, Angela, that we just got to hear from. We have been friends for, I guess, about 5 or 6 years now. 6 years, 6 years. We've been working together in Burma. And let me just tell you, they are one of the sweetest couples in their family that I have ever met in my entire life. They model for me what it means to be a servant. If you get to know them in any way at all, or when you go on the trip with us, because I know a lot of you are going to go with us, you're going to get to see firsthand just how they, when Jesus models for us to be a servant, and when we look in Philippians 2 and it says, consider others more significant than yourself, that's what they embody and what they live out. And it's amazing to me. And so you guys have taught me so much about what that looks like. But they don't ever stop serving. They serve in different capacities. They do kids ministries. They do work in the slums. If you remember me telling you recently that there was some catastrophic fires in the slums of Burma that we actually collected money for and sent back to Pastor Ling so they could take and they built. So there's a picture here in just a minute. This is some of the feeding. Some of our help was able to buy bowls and utensils and stuff for the families and kids there. And then they did a soup feeding for them. And then the houses in the background are some of the ones that they were able to help construct, some new houses because they had all been completely burned to the ground. And so we're just thankful to have ministry partners like Ling and Angela that help us do what we could never do overseas. And so when we give money and when we go and we work overseas, we work directly with partners like Ling and Angela because they're there all the time. And so we don't go overseas thinking, okay, hey, we're going to do all this great ministry. We work alongside who God's already using there. And God is using them in ways that he never could use us. And so we're able to go and partner with them. So my prayer is that as you listen and hear from Ling, and he's going to bring the word this morning to us. He's going to bring a word from Isaiah 6. Now you're going to have to listen carefully because their accent's a little bit different than ours. And so just try to listen carefully as Ling preaches. He'll preach in Burmese, and then I'll interpret in English. No. I'm just teasing. I know one word in Burmese. That's basically all that I know. And that's Minglaba, which is hello, goodbye, everything in between. So I just kind of walk around the city going, Minglaba, Minglaba, and, you know, crazy American. So anyway, I'm going to turn it over to you, Pastor. Is that okay? And then the video is, this is Angela teaching here. And then we're going to go ahead and close it out here so you can go ahead and turn that off. And then I'm going to give it over to Pastor Ling. Would you guys just give them a Great Hope Valley welcome? Thank you. They brought me an outfit, so I'm now officially a Burmese minister, so we look the same. There we go.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our God is so good. His loving kindness never ceases. He blesses one of our life every day until today. To God be the glory. Amen. This morning, I'm really happy for giving me this pulpit to stand and say God's word. I'm not going to talk about myself. I'm going to talk about the love of God. Amen? His love is so great, and His love closed the door to go to the hell and open the door of heaven. Amen? I sincerely appreciate the Pastor Jared and the other pastor, the Pastor Kevin and Pastor Head, for giving me this opportunity to stand before you. And all the church members, thank you so much for welcoming Angela and I this morning. God bless you all. This morning I'm going to read the passage which is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here am I, send me. He said, go and tell these people. Another passage which is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nation. As a sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child. I am only a child. Do not say, I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to and say what I command you. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declare the Lord. Another passage from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world, and that he gave his only sons, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but to have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God bless you all. Let's pray. Almighty God, our Father, thank you so much for this beautiful and bright morning. Thank you for this day. Now we're coming to your presence. Lord, bless this one of our life to see your goodness and to bring honor and glory to you. And you said, be still and know that I am the Lord your God. Lord, you are our God and our Father. So this morning when we see your word convince or illuminate in our heart to know you more and more, and to be closer to you more and more through your word. I commit all these things into your mighty hands. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I bring greetings from our church from Burma, and they are praying for us. Now there is the evening this time. This morning, we talk with our pastor, the Angela Father. So this time they are praying for us. So I'm really excited to share God's love to you. It's one of you this morning. When we study the Bible, God calls us to fulfill what He has a purpose in the creation of men. So this morning I would like to give my message. The topic will be, we are called and commissioned, or we are called and sent for God's mission. I would like to catch up the big vision. God's mission is, The mission of God is the redemption of His whole creation and the extension of His knowledge of glory to the end of the earth. When we study the Old Testament and the New Testament, God always concerns and God always loves people. The book of Genesis, we learned that after creation of Adam and Eve, God always fellowship with them before they commit the sins. God loved Adam and Eve so much. So today, God loves us so much. Little God loves us. God wants us to praise Him every day, every time, to be fellowship with Him, to honor Him. Due to Adam and Eve committed sins, we are separated from the living God and the Holy God. But God's love never ceases. God's love never ceases. He tried to call people to turn to Him, to return to Him. So God called people to proclaim His good news, to proclaim His love to the entire humanity throughout the history in the Bible. So, when we study the book of Isaiah in chapter 6, verse 6, God said to Isaiah, "Who will go for us? Whom shall I send?" So, the book of Jeremiah, God called Jeremiah to go and proclaim His good news to the people. God called them to proclaim His good news and to share about Him, His love and His greatness to all nations. In the New Testament, God sends His Son, Jesus Christ, to call back humanity to Him. Amen? When we see the book of John chapter 3, it is very clear. Verse 16, "For God so loved the world and sent His only and begotten Son. Whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but to have eternal life, everlasting life." And verse 17, it mentioned that God sent His Son Jesus not to condemn our sins, not to condemn the world, but to save the world, to save the sinners. So, God sent His Son Jesus Christ not to condemn sinners, but to save sinners. In Jesus Christ, we are called today. God called us to be His son or daughter, to be His family members in Jesus Christ. So, if we confess our sin and believe Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we are part of God's family. We become God's son and daughter today. God calls us. But God's calling is not stopped. To be His son and daughter, to be a part of His family members. Continuously, God wants us to go. God commissions us to share what we are experiencing in our life. How we feel God's love in our life, to share the love to others, to share God's love to other nations. So, Jesus called his disciple. What we see in the book of John chapter 1. First God called Andrew. Andrew called his brother Peter. God called his disciple. That's a purpose. Less things. God called his disciples. That's a purpose. Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he commanded his disciples, go and make disciples of all nations. That is the reason Jesus called his disciples. After the ascension to heaven, he wanted his disciples to go and preach what Jesus taught them during in his ministry. So go and make disciples of all nations. So after calling his disciples, the next step, Jesus sent his disciples to go and proclaim the good news to everyone, every people all over the world. So we see in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, go ye all to the world and preach the good news. So today, God called us to be his son and daughter. At the same time, he wants us to proclaim his good news to our friends, our family, and all over the world. It is God's purpose calling us to be his son and daughters, to be his people. Today, I would like to challenge each one of you this morning. God called us to fulfill his purpose, his great commissions in this world, in our family, in our communities, in our church. There is a story. In 1810, it is in here in America. There were three students. You might know the name Adoniram Jackson, the first American overseas missionary in the 18th century. Adoniram Jackson and his friend, two friends, studying in a Bible college called Providence Theological Seminary. They are praying together and to go to overseas as missionaries. 1812. After praying through almost 3 years, Adoniram Jackson decided to go to overseas as a missionary. And he chose Burma as his mission, overseas mission destinations. So Adoniram Jackson arrived in Burma 1813, during 13. And he said the Gospels to the people of Burma. After preaching or sharing 6 years, He wants only one soul. But Torrance Jackson never give up, and his mission endure. He keep on going, and he translated the Bible into in Burmese language. He finished his translation in 1835-36. Till today, we use the Bible that is translated by Donald Jackson. It is amazing how God blessed Donald Jackson. One thing is that Donald Jackson never returned to America. His whole life, he submitted for a mission walk in Burma. So, this morning, I really appreciate you Americans for sending Donald Jackson to Burma to share the good news to us. Due to Donald Jackson's sowing the seed, the gospel seed, and today we receive the love of Jesus Christ. And we're able to come to you and to share about how we receive the good news from you, the good news from the American missionaries. Thank you so much, you all, for sending Donald Jackson to Burma. Thank you so much. So, when we see the life of Donald Jackson, he received God's call. That is from the Bible. Who will go and who will speak his word to other nations, to other peoples? Today, we need to examine our life as believers, how to fulfill Christ's great commissions in our life and our family, in our church. God called us to be his sons and daughters. At the same time, he commissioned us, he commanded us to proclaim his good news to all people. So Apostle Paul mentioned in the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 16. If someone is not sent, how can he preach? So today, sending a commission is very important. How then can they call on the one they have not believed? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? Unless someone is sent, how can he preach? So today, God sent us to preach his gospel to all nations. Our God is sending God. Today we are sending to bring good news to all nations, everyone. This morning, let's see how to fulfill God's purpose in our life. When we started throughout the history, the Christian history, the American churches are very active in sending missionary to our seas and history. I believe till today, as well as today, God will you to go and preach the good news, to share his love to others. Isaiah was born when he received God's call. Who will go for us? Isaiah said, Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. Let's examine our life today. If God speaking to us this morning, who will go for us? Who will go for us? Can we respond? Here am I, send me. But one pastor in Burma said this. In Burma today we said, who will go for us? And one pastor responded, Lord, here I am, send my brothers. That is in Burma, not in America. Lord, here I am, send my brothers. No. We need to respond. Here I am. Send me. God wants us to say his good news to our family, our friends, our communities. That is to go and share the good news. This sending is not only to go to our sea, to go to very, very far away, to share the good news to our family members, our friends, at school, at work, in our communities. We are sent to share his love to others. That is the message this morning speaking to us. So, I would like to challenge one of you. Let's go and proclaim his good news to everyone. In Acts chapter 16, verse 9, at night time, Apostle Paul received visions. A person of Macedonia coming to him and begging, come over to Macedonia and help us. Come over to Macedonia and help us. Paul believed that the Lord wanted me to go and proclaim his good news to Macedonia. So the next day, Paul talked to his friend, his co-workers, Silas, Timothy. He says, God wants us to go to Macedonia to share the good news. So they find a way to go to Macedonia. And they go to Macedonia and preach the gospel. So this morning, a man from Burma coming to you. Not at night time, it is in the daytime. Not a night dream, it is a daydream. There is no dog, it is clear. Come over to Burma and bring the good news of Jesus Christ. Come over to Burma and bring the good news. Help us. We need preaching the gospel in helping in education, health care, and every the things we need. Because our community is very bad. We need the Lord. We need Jesus to change our life, our family, our communities. At the same time, we need educations. to build up our life to be better, to build up our life to be success. So this morning, you are a challenge. Come over to Burma and share the good news. Help us and our situations. As I have said that, it is not a night dream. It is in the daytime. Paul decided, hearing the word from a man of Macedonia, he decided to go to Burma. I believe this morning, some of you have decided to come to Burma in next November. Brother Jared and the Wallace team will be coming to Burma in November. Some of you decided to be a part of the team. Amen? Amen. Now, I would like to create that. We are called to be God's missions. We are not called to walk in one person's job. We are called in God's missions. This God's mission is not your mission, not my mission, not the other person's missions. It is not your pastor's missions, not your church elder's missions. It is God's missions. God's missions. And let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. Doing mission is not an easy job. It's not an easy one. It's very tough. We need to be committed to our life. So Apostle Paul sends a letter to you, the church of Corinth, believer in Corinth. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. So God calls us in His missions. He promised us our labors, our work will not be in vain. They must be fruitful. It is the gospel to be spread all over the world. Everyone to come to the Lord and bow down and confess, you are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. The creator of the universe, the highest ones. So the psalmist said, be still and know that the Lord is our God. The Lord is our God. Let's work together for His missions. He spread out His good news to all nations. Finally, His name will be exalted. His name will be praised. People will confess Jesus as their Savior. The world will be filled with the glory of God. Our family will be in joy. Our church will be blessed. One day, God will say, well done, my sons. Well done, my sons. Thank you, over you. God bless you all. Amen. Here, I have a Sri Lanka is only 10 seats. So if you would like to know our mission or ministry in Burma, you can get it from me. Just it's only 10 seats. First come, first serve. Thank you. God bless you all.
Thank you, Brother Ling. As he pointed out, the go in the Great Commission is literal. I don't know about you. I was raised in church, and I got pretty used to missionaries coming in, both missionaries from the United States that have gone overseas, but also national missionaries. So I kind of got used to people coming in with a little different dialect or accent. And I was all for other people doing missions, and I didn't realize that was my attitude, but God was actually calling me to that as well. And that go is literal for each and every one of us. Just by giving doesn't mean that we've gone. Just by praying for missionaries doesn't mean that we've gone. It actually means getting off our rear ends, maybe. getting on our feet and actually going. That's part of the Great Commission. And so here's an opportunity that Brother Ling is inviting us to go to Burma in November. And you can talk more with Jared. We have a team that's going to Haiti here in a couple weeks. I hope you're praying for us. I'm really excited about that. I'm getting to go on that one. Very much looking forward to what God's going to be doing. And then I'm excited to report to y'all what our Hope Communities have had a chance to do this week. I've got to go to some different parks around here, pass out some water and freeze pops, or some people call them popsicles, whatever. We're not going to get into that argument right now. We got to do some evangelism and outreach this week, and that was a blessing. And so we always want to be an outward-focused church. We're not here to create a lot of internal ministries that will be focused on, you know, creating like a country club setting. That's not what we're about. We're called to do the Great Commission, reach people for Christ, and that's what we want to be doing. So the challenge, thank you so much, Brother Ling, is go. And then if you've gone, keep on going, okay? Don't get comfortable where God has you. Be willing to do whatever he's called you to do. Okay? Worship team, will you come back up, please? In just a moment, we're going to take up our offering. So you can go ahead and get ready for that and give you a couple more announcements. But I do want you to just take a moment this morning in response to God and just ask him. And this is hard. Ask him where he wants you to go. It might be across the street. It might be to your neighbor. He might want you to go on some kind of cross-cultural missions. And, you know, it's nice and easy for us to send substitutes in our place, but God might be calling each and every one of us as well. And money can be a hurdle for people. That's not an excuse, because God owns cattle on 1,000 hills. Mm-hmm. And it's all his, and he's what he's called us to do, he'll provide for us to do as well. Yeah. So just take a moment. I'm going to pray, and I would like for you to talk with God too, and just kind of reflect on, is there something that God's been working in your heart, a specific place, a specific people, a specific person, that you need to share the gospel with? Father, I do thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ this morning. And I thank you for all the work that they are doing in Burma. And like he has said, it's hard. It's difficult. It's not easy. And Lord, I just want to ask for a special blessing for Ling and Angela, that this time in the States, that it would be a time of refreshment, that it would be a time of encouragement for them. And Father, they are people just like us. They have the common stresses of life. I'm sure they have health issues at times. And Lord, they've also got on them the stress of ministry and the burden of ministering to people. And I thank you for how you've used them. And Lord, I just ask that this time would just be this time that they have together in the U.S., that it would be a time of just re-energizing them, and that as they get back to Burma, that they would hit the ground running, and that you would just be doing powerful things through the gospel. And we know that that anything that we see as effective is not us, but it's your Holy Spirit. It's you doing the work. And Lord, we also recognize that you've called us. And Lord, you might be talking to someone this morning and impressing on them a specific area that they need to go to. Maybe it's opportunities that we have through Hope Valley. Maybe it is Burma. And Lord, I just ask that you would give clarity there where you are calling people to go, as far as maybe short-term trips. But Lord, there might be others in this room that you're calling to a lifetime of service in this area. We don't take that lightly. And so, Lord, if you are doing that, just make it clear to them. Make them uncomfortable until there is an obedience and a submission to that calling. And Lord, for me personally, I don't want to be in a place where I'm just comfortable, where I'm just living a normal life of routine. But I want to be used of you. And so one day when we stand before you at the judgment seat of Christ, that we will hear blessing and approval of how we've lived our Christian lives. Lord, help us to be a people that goes, that gets out of our comfort zone. In Jesus' name, amen.